Proclamation number 8073, dated the January 6th, 1962. Granting prayers. The right relationship of a child with its father. Oh, why don't you recognize your father's love, who only wants the best for you? Let yourselves be stopped on the path which leads into ruin. Listen to the coaxing calls of your shepherd and turn around. Return to me and let yourselves be guided by me, for if you stay away from me you will be at the mercy of the enemy, who ruthlessly pulls you into the abyss, who scatters my flock and with the greatest of ease leads it into his domain if it does not take refuge in me, where he cannot follow. And you humans should know that he constantly lies in wait for you, that he will not miss any opportunity to pull you into his trap, and that he is very successful because you rely on your own strength when, in fact, you can only be victorious with my support. And I see your fate. I see the danger you are in, and even if I want to help you, you don't accept my help because you turn away from me in view of the fact that your will is not directed towards me as yet. Your thinking cannot forcibly be changed. A voluntary transformation towards me is to take place. Only then will I be able to take you by your hand. Only then will you be able to receive my evident help. And in order to achieve this voluntary focus on me, I have to let adversity come upon you, and you'll find it difficult again to believe in a God of love. But the adversity intends to encourage you to take the path to me and to appeal to me for help. All I want to achieve is for you to find the path to me, that you listen to your shepherd's coaxing call, that you take refuge in him when you are in difficulty. And you will truly find help. However, your call to me must come from your heart. You are often surprised at the fact that your prayers are not answered, yet you do not give account to yourselves as to what kind of prayer you sent to me. If I don't feel that your heartfelt prayer was sent to me in spirit and in truth, I do not hear you, for such prayers rise up to me every day thousandfold, but they are soullessly recited. They are formal prayers which I cannot grant because they don't yet testify to the bond, to the relationship of an appealing child to its father, who then will certainly help with anything, for nothing is impossible for me. If, however, a prayer lacks depth of feeling, it will not reach my ear, and then it will not be granted either, not due to insufficient love on my part, but due to insufficient lack of childlike trust in me, which is the assured guarantee that every request will be granted. If only you were able to believe in my inconceivable love for you, which only ever wants to give itself away, which does not want to let you suffer. Yet your conduct forces me to use means which make you question my love. And yet, I only want to help you. And blessed is he who lays claim to these final means of help, who still finds the path to me and calls upon me in his distress. For he will truly receive my help and may visibly experience me, and he will believe in me and not go astray. Amen.